Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. We're digging deeper into Matthew's Gospel. And today we're in Matthew chapter 8, verses 23 to 27. Rebukes all round. Then he got into the boat and his disciples followed him. Suddenly, a furious storm came up on the lake, so that the waves swept over the boat. But Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him, saying, "Lord, save us, we are going to drown." He replied, "You of little faith, why are you so afraid?" Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. The men were amazed and asked, "What kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him." It might seem strange that such a storm could appear on a lake, but Galilee was accustomed to these sudden storms. It is all the more remarkable, then, that the disciples are as afraid as they are. The tax collectors might be forgiven for panicking, but surely not the experienced and hardened fishermen. They've experienced this kind of thing many times before. Even they are scared. It must have been some storm. The strongest amongst us face times when life is scarier than we expected. So what is the lesson here for us? Well, perhaps 2 points. Firstly, Jesus is deity. Jewish people were familiar with the prophets of old who could affect the weather, people like Elijah in 1 Kings 17. Elijah the Tishbite from Tishbe in Gilead said to Ahab, "As the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, whom I serve, there will be neither dew nor rain in the next few years except at my word." And there was no rain until he prayed once again in 1 Kings chapter 18. Yes, they were familiar with such prophets, but authority over the sea, they thought, belonged to God. Psalm 107, "He stilled the storm to a whisper, the waves of the sea were hushed." This is referring to God's power and his authority, and it appears to be what is in the minds of the disciples as they see what Jesus does here. The disciples see this kind of authority displayed, deity, and are awed at the power, but also what it means. They're beginning to grasp that Jesus is no ordinary or even just an extraordinary man. He is God in the flesh. First point, Jesus is deity, but I think the second thing that Matthew is helping us to understand is that faith is a choice. Jesus is more concerned about their faith than their physical safety in this situation. There are two rebukes here. His followers get the first one before the elements get a second salvo. In Matthew's Gospel, Jesus comments on people's faith 7 times, and he often warns of the dangers of little faith. Matthew 6, Matthew 14, Matthew 16, Matthew 17, if you want to look them up. Our faith needs to be bigger than our fears. Do we panic during storms? Are we imagining the worst possible outcome or the best possible outcome? This entire episode seems to be an illustration of true discipleship. When the storms come, as they will, it is faith in the ability of Jesus to save that will be rewarded. We have good reasons to choose faith over fear. Jesus has saving power over every possible storm. So we don't have to fear his rebuke, but anticipate instead his rebuke over that which opposes us. Thus he will bring us to safety, as he did the disciples in the boat. We'll go on to the next section of Matthew 8 next time. Until then, if you want to find out more about our work, you can find us at thelondonchurch.org. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.